Dear colleagues, I hope you can hear me. If you cannot, please let me know, because I have a soft voice. So I'm doing my research about the Latvian music in the Latvian Academy of Music, and I'm trying to develop. I'm working on the new term, on a new trend, which I have been signified a concept music. So that is my attempt or my suggestion to create a new notion in the Latvian music and musicology. This research is focused on the Latvian contemporary music of the approximately two latest decades. During my research, I have signified it as concept music because of its similarities with the conceptual art. The conceptual art is a well-known notion that is used in the history and theory of the contemporary visual art that emerged, as you know, in the 60s in the USA and Europe, and is still alive. And as documented in many theoretical sources, the main features of the conceptual art is an extra visual idea. I will use this term. And secondly, a reference to another sound system, mainly linguistic texts, and that explain the meaning of this artwork. So the extra visual idea and the reference to texts. Because of this reference, the piece of art should be regarded, the conceptual piece of art should be regarded not only as a visual object, but mostly as a content that lies outside the visual dimension. And its message can be read using the support language or the secondary text. The conceptual art situation being different from music cannot be applied directly to musicology. It needs some corrections. One of the greatest differences would be the sense of the artwork, which is of course very difficult to speak about the sense in music, but the sense of the visual conceptual art is basically extra visual, at least the classical conceptual artworks are like that. It has been many times signified as immaterial or even or really detached from the visual material. Unlikely, the concept music can be called conceptual as much as musical, though its sense is highly extra musically charged. In the meantime, the aesthetic experience of this kind of music is very much directly musical. So I could say it's conceptual and musical 50-50. Of course, it's only an expression. Regarding music, I'm not using the term conception because it's a quite abstract term used as a synonym of an idea in general. Almost all music, of course, is actually conceptual. The compositional strategies like sonata, symphony, program, and lots of others are exactly conceptions. Therefore, I have replaced the keyword conceptual with the term concept. That is also the kernel or the main notion of the conceptual arts theory. And resuming shortly the introduction of this paper, the concept in the contemporary music is alike the concept in visual arts because of the external semantic element and the need to explicate it by another sense system. By using those terms, I have to mention that I'm using the theory of musical semantics to a great extent in this research. The above-mentioned traits are typical for the music of the youngest generation of the Latvian composers, you can see some names here, they confirm that extra musical ideas are crucial in some of their instrumental works. The analysis of their music shows that to fully perceive these ideas, one needs to use the extra musical sense systems. They might be linguistic or visual. You might object, and I have been also asked very frequently, why can't the term of program be used here? And indeed, the program has a few important aspects in common with concepts. The program is a kind of an ancestor or a historical forerunner to the concept, because it also has the extra musical references in a secondary text. However, there are more distinctions, more differences than similarities between the program and the concept. Therefore, the theory of concept music could be formulated not so much in a close relation, but in a certain opposition to the program music. I will now turn to a theory to some musical fragments of those pieces that I'm studying, but I will shortly say that, of course, I'm also studying some examples of Western European and American music, because this trend has certainly appeared much earlier outside Latvia. But the problem with research is that even that phenomenon is actually quite classical already. The texts do not have a general term. Like, I have found a term conceptual programmatism, or intermusical program, or a term analytic music, which is kind of what I'm looking for, but it's not quite precise, and it's not been widely described. So, what I'm doing already 3 years, I'm trying to make a theory whose kernel is this notion concept, and I will show some aspects of this theory, whose first point is the mental structure of the concept. So to say, the idea itself in the composer's mind, but we'll turn to the music in a minute. So what is very distinct from the program, very different from the program, that the structure of the concept is holistic. This is a difficult name. Holistic, I mean, in contrast to the linearity of the program, the concept is homogeneous. It's made as a totality, but not as a chain of events, not as a progress so much. To illustrate this aspect, I have an example from a piece called Simurg by a Latvian composer, Martins Viljums. The piece refers to an ancient Persian god whose name is Simurg, so it's a Persian legend, and this god called Simurg is described as a union of many souls of its believers. Following this idea, the composer has based the concept on a formula: all is one. That means many souls, one God. I will explain a bit, because it's a little bit tricky, I think. So there's a legend about traveling birds, and they're looking for their God, and finally they find it on a mountain, and they realize in that moment that all the souls are actually this God that they were looking for. So all the souls are one God, okay? And the formula goes like, everything is one, or all the souls are one God. And as you can see, this idea is structured, this formula, all is one, is structured not as a linear story, but as a holistic message. Because what is very important that the composer has actually refused from the legend as a narrative, but only taken, he only took this formula, okay? And he made the construction of the piece on this short formula, whose internal structure is holistic, because there's no plot, there's no narrative. And then goes this second term, point B, which is a carcass, which is not quite a musical term. But however, I have chosen it because it describes the structure of the concept quite precisely. The concept shows only the basic lines of the idea of this formula. I've been also using another term which is very unmusical, which is a skeleton. But I don't know. I will not use it. But I've been looking for a word, for a signification, to describe this structure of the concept in relation to the program, in opposition to the program. So if program has a plot, a story that goes in a horizontal line, then here we have this carcass or a holistic phenomenon which does not develop in a linear way. Okay. Here we have some examples. Piece by a composer, Santa Ratnitsa, before we turn to music, also to demonstrate the structure of the concept. It's a piece by a young composer, Santa Ratnitsa, based on this picture. Basically, not on all the picture, but on the detail, that you can see the small curved ornament, which is called mukarna. It's a beautiful oriental ornament used in the sacred buildings of the Muslim world. And this image, studied closely by a composer, is the basic idea of her piece. Also, as in the previous case, this concept is extra musical, and there is this single shape as a kernel of the work, and there is no program-like plot. In a score, it looks like that. The mukarna. It's illustrated by sounds that are also in a way curved, so it's an icon. It's a musical analog. Okay, so we turn to music. So we'll listen to mukarnas first.
Thank you.
wanted to emphasize here is that you can hear that basically one ornament which is repeated and changed a bit, but there's no plots, like nothing happens. and the piece is basically made from this one structure. Okay, so that's the difference between a program and a concert. Okay, and then there's a very interesting aspect that I have been called hidden science, or maybe concealed science. That also is a very, very obvious difference from the program. Even if the listener is familiar with the message in general, the concept cannot be immediately caught because it's hidden in the inner structure of the piece. Comparing to a concept, the meaning of a program would be much easier for the listener to understand. For instance, in Simurgh, the formula, so in Martin Williams' piece, Simurgh, about the god and this formula, all is one, can be found in the harmonic plane, and it's very specific. The harmony of each section is made out of a single chord. The chord is a union of many sounds, that therefore it can represent this union of many souls. And the music is composed in three sections, in three phases, and each of them is based harmonically on a single chord. One of them is a circle of fifths.
It's a harmonic field that lasts about 3 minutes, maybe. And it's also structured very, very alike, the last example. Also structured like a space or like a musical situation where are only those sounds of a circle of fifths with an exception of one sound which is not included. I'll return now shortly to to the previously stated holistic structure of the concept to show that also the organization of the musical material is holistic or homogeneous. And it was, like you heard before, it is realized as a space or a large monodramaturgic sections where all the elements are involved in a constant play. Regarding Simur, I guess it's not acoustically, it's not so well perceivable because it's very slow. But harmonically, it's made on the circle of fifths, so that the harmony is actually coded. And if you see the score, you can find those sounds of circle of fifths. But the score is very large, so I could not paste it in the presentation. But this piece is really constructed like three spaces, and the material sometimes is also statically exposed. The concept is not a process that changes very much during the development, but rather a musical situation forming the large periods. The narratively unbroken idea results in a music as a compact shape, but not as a succession of musical events. For instance, in Mukarnas, this constant image of the ornament governs the remarkably large sections of the piece. And to summarize, I have only taken a few aspects from my theory to show that we have here a phenomenon that has actually that needs some new terms. Of course, only in a sphere of the extra musical semantics, and it has some similarities with the program. But it differs from the last a lot because it has a holistic idea that is often structured like a corpus in its mental form. Secondly, signs are hidden in the deep structure of the musical material that was very obvious in the example of Simurgh, where this code all is one was ciphered or deciphered in the harmonic plane, and finally the musical material, in contrast to the programmatic line, is organized as a space. And I would like to ask my colleagues from Estonia and Lithuania in the conclusion to let me know if you have, if you can think about some examples in your countries, some pieces of the of Estonian or Lithuanian composers that would suit this theory, and that would maybe also help me to make the theory. Maybe there are some aspects that I have not mentioned here. So only speaking about the music, which is instrumental, and whose not sense, but who have this extra visual, extra visual, no, but extra musical reference, and who have also reference to some other texts in a wide meaning, visual texts or linguistic texts. Thank you.
Yes, now it's your opportunity to comment or advise. I mean, there has been a question, maybe you want to answer, or you have an answer, or you have a question. Please.
I'm just trying to sort of get the boundaries around your idea clear in my head. And first, I mean, the difference from program music. Not all program music, or so-called program music, is telling a story. There's a narrative. I mean, if you look at a huge number of pieces by Liszt, the program title is not any kind of story. It is in fact a concept that is elaborated. But then I started wondering about precursors. I don't know if you're thinking of this as something that is unique to recent Baltic music, but I was thinking of antecedents to what I understand to be your concept. A figure that very much came to my mind would be Janez Xenakis, for example, who does indeed refer to another system of signs, who takes a holistic formula, in this case either from architecture or from mathematics or something, and then who kind of works that into a piece, or indeed builds a piece from that formula. So if you were looking for antecedents, that would seem to me to be quite a good one.
Mm-hmm. That is a very, very difficult task, actually, and the conference is not, the format of conference is not quite suitable, because I cannot explain all the terms. And one term that I was kind of forced to not to mention here because of limits of time is a code, which is a difficult term too. But program and the concept, as I see it, differs a lot with this coded message, because you're right that program is not always it's not a full narrative, but at first programmatism in its classical way is very rare, okay, and the problem with programmatism is that it's a very wide notion. There are many programmatic ideas. Our ideas about programmatism are many. And I have been studying this question very deeply. But the basic the basic thing that differs those stories, if they are compact, the program is compact, and also concept is compact. Still, it is really worked in this inner structure, in a case of concept. Okay, and it's a so-called code. Code, it's translated in some other sign system that you cannot easily access if you don't have a key. Speaking poetically, that is why I think I should not use here the term of program. But I'm strongly working on this basis of the program.
Are you using the word code in the same way that, for example, Roman Jakobson uses the word code?
Yes, I'm using
as part
it
of a larger system of science, but code is one element of a whole series of elements.
Speaking about musical semiotics, I'm very interested in that, and there are also several interpretations of this of this notion. But code, I think I'm using it in a meaning of Saussure, that it's coded message is something that is told in a language that needs to be translated. Okay.
Well, then I don't quite understand. Sorry, can I just
yeah,
please. I mean, in that sense, this is part of a communication model, and I don't therefore quite see the point you were making about the esoteric structure. The esoteric structures of this kind have been going on in music for centuries. And they are, in fact, almost the reverse of a communication model. You know, it is not necessary or indeed usual for a listener to even be aware of them.
Yes, but, you know, here I think that the question is not the listener. The question is not about the listener. It's more about how it's made. You know, how this extra musical material is put in the material. Is that illustrative? Is that made illustratively, like in the case of program, which is, you know, which is made so that you would be able to read it, so that it's like open to you, or it's made in a secret way, this coded way. If I'm answering your question.
Different sense of code.
Okay, Martin Luther?
Yeah.
Yes, I want to ask you the same direction.
Exactly.
I would like to ask you the same direction than Jim Sensen. Who has the key to this music? Do we need the composer to understand it? And it is, if you look at the material, its elements of the music, to its structure, we have very much elements we know of the history of genres. For example, mood pieces. We could mention the sea with this arabesque instead of monacas. And the sea also mentioned to his music, it is arabesque. Arabesque is a form like a godness, and it's very vertical and it's elegant and so on. And it's compact. Mood piece is one out of some minimalistic structures, you can say. And what is the difference? Perhaps every music has a concept behind it. Is this kind of conceptualizing? Uploading with intellectual mind, perhaps?
You had two questions. At first, who has a key?
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, I think that this music, and not that I think, that also composers think, that it's very accessible also without this key. And you can listen to it, and your aesthetic experience is perfectly okay without the key. So we're just talking about the way to analyze it. And secondly, about this arabesque, I have been thinking about this very much, because of course I have been objected several times also like this. And well, as far as I am really concerned, and I would, I think I should make this, I should take this new word concept and not the old one, the program, because I have no reasons. I think that that I cannot avoid this talking about program and concept. What's the difference? And therefore, we need to make a borderline. We need to find some very exact examples that suit this theory, which is not program at all. And then we have programmatic pieces, classical programmatic pieces like Liszt told us about. You know, in the Liszt definition, even if there are a couple of ones, and then we have this large borderline where also Debussy goes, and Cathedral, the famous piece, and many others, because we cannot avoid this borderline if basically the relation is obvious between the concept and the program, you see. But I think that still, despite those difficulties that I'm having, I think that we still need some new word to describe it, because other words to call this a program, it would be just archaic.
Okay, I think let's set a point here. Thank you so much.